what a beautiful morning. Things sure look different after a good night's sleep.
You are looking very sharp this morning.
Well, good night's sleep and a three-day weekend. How could you not be in a good mood? And a four-day work week. Oh, we are in the driver's seat. Good morning. It's KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits. Didn't have to work on Monday, so kind of takes the sting away. We're going to be thinking today is Monday all day long, and then tomorrow we'll think it's Tuesday, and by the end of the week, we'll have it down. How you doing, man? 2 days left, today and tomorrow of May, and then we move into June, and graduation, and Father's Day, and all those things. Just the world is flying by. I tried to relax over the weekend, do some thinking, and as I sat there in my backyard, I thought, well, KRKO has Everett's Greatest Hits as our catchphrase, but we don't really have a slogan like something to follow Everett's Greatest Hits. And I've come up with this as a worker. Everett's Greatest Hits. As plentiful as the cottonwood floating through the air and causing your allergies to go wacko. Yeah, it needs a little work. Actually, needs a lot of work. I'll get going on that. Well, good morning. It is a Tuesday that feels like a Monday. It's KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits, and Tim Hunter with problems. Oh, I've got problems. But it's good to ask for help if you have problems. And I've got one particular problem that I need serious help with. Hi, I was hoping to speak with Andrew.
Yes, this is him.
Andrew, this is Tim Hunter from KRKO Radio.
Hi.
I was hoping you could help me out.
Sure.
Okay, when the Aqua Sox season began, KRKO planned to give away tickets to our listeners on Mondays for the next Friday home game, the Funko Friday game.
Okay. But,
well, as you know, yesterday was Memorial Day. I had the day off, so I didn't give away any tickets yesterday. And then we found out our Friday night tickets for this week are gone, so I'm wondering if you could take a four-pack of tickets to go see the Aqua Sox and the Hillsboro Hops this Saturday.
Wow. Yeah, that sounds fantastic.
This is all because you got on the app and entered to win, and so we're calling to let you know you did win.
Thank you so much. That's really fun.
Hey, Andrew, before I let you go, you have a 209 phone number. What's the deal there?
Oh, we moved up last summer from Central California, and I just haven't switched my phone over yet.
It's hard to give up a number. It really is.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
My family moved up to Paulsbo many years ago, actually, probably about 14, 15 years ago. But it just took a long time for things to kind of work out and me to find a good position up here. And I got my family up here. I got a three-year-old daughter and my wife, and we're falling in love with the area and yeah, just kind of, you know, exploring everything. And we started coming to the Aqua Sox games last year, and we kind of want to make a big tradition out of it because we really love it.
Fantastic. Well, we are setting you up with four tickets for Saturday's game. So thanks for listening and for being a Sox fan.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
So if you got the app on your phone already, head to the contest page and enter to win a four-pack of Aqua Sox tickets. If you don't have the app, what are you waiting for? You want to go to the ball game on us? Anyway, go to the App Store of your phone. It's free. Download it. And then you can take this great music wherever you and your phone go. Hey, great to have you along as we get a Tuesday underway, a four-day work week. Gotta love that. It's KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits, and Tim Hunter clarifying the matter. We call it KRKO's Ultimate Backyard Makeover. The reason it's the ultimate is it's because it's the backyard makeover you want. We give you the ammunition, then you can kind of shift things around. You can choose which projects you want to do. If you want to see the whole collection of what you will win, go to the contest page, krko.com. Check that out. You'll say, oh, I'd be a fool not to enter. Maybe even more dramatically than that. But anyway, check it out, enter, and let's see if we can make you a winner in just a couple of weeks. I think it's 2 weeks from tomorrow. Right here on KRKO.
And now, here's today's edition of I'm Witless News with Tim Hunter.
Well, good morning. A report says a growing number of parents are pulling their children out of standardized testing in schools. In fact, 8 out of 6 parents say that math is not that important. A study says that dogs remember events for no more than 2 minutes. So, when I walk into a room with my dog and I forget why I'm there, he's forgotten too. Good boy. Another study claims that a glass of red wine is equivalent to a 1-hour workout at the gym. Now to figure out why I don't look like Schwarzenegger. And a woman in Japan celebrated her 113th birthday last week. The family all enjoyed a barbecue chicken dinner cooked over her birthday candles.
Join us again next time, unless you can help it, for another edition of I'm Witless News.
Getting back to the great music just a moment. Now that reminds me, I gotta get my boogie woogie flu booster shot. But I'll do that later. It's KRKO. Good morning, Tim Hunter playing Everett's greatest hits, hanging out with you 3 days off in a row. Wasn't that just sweet? Once again, proof I'm ready for retirement, and I'm getting there, slowly but surely. Finally got around to watching the Survivor finale from last week. I don't know if you're into the show. I am. Have been. Gosh, that was its 44th season. A guy named Jam Jam was the grand prize winner. And that's all the money. $1 million goes to him from the show. There's a pop singer named Sia, an Australian singer, I believe. But apparently she is a huge Survivor fan, so much that she came up with money for the runners-up. Carolyn got $100,000. Lauren and Carson each got $15,000 from the pop singer. So that's cool. Not familiar with her music, unless her last name is Later. But I might have to look into that. All right, well, let's get going. We got to keep things moving along. Yeah, I used to say just slaving away over a hot turntable, but that was a few years ago. Hey, good morning. Great to have you here. It's KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits. Maybe somebody told you about this radio station. You're brand new. Hope you can stick around because we got all the songs that just disappeared from the radio around here, and we brought them back, and they were willing. My name is Tim Hunter. Oh, let's see. Some music coming up for the Beatles. Are you going to hear Sheryl Crow, Mamas and Papas, Elton John, Eddie Money, all before 8 o'clock, so good place to set up camp, let me tell you. Still seeing the tributes come in over Tina Turner, who passed away last week at the age of 83. There was a guy who was an engineer. He worked all the switches and did the technical stuff in a radio station in Chicago for like 50-some years, Al Rosen. And he posted his memory of Tina Turner. One afternoon in the 90s, I was leaving the radio shop. The door was right by the FM studio. I opened it, and there stood Tina, waiting with a promotion person for the on-air light to go off so she could go in the studio for a live chat with Gary Spears. She looked at me and smiled and said, "I'm Tina Turner. Who are you?" He said, "I'm Al Rosen, a technician here." The on-air light was still on, and to this day, I have no idea why I said it, but I said, "Would you like to see where I work while you're waiting?" She said, "I'd love to." And I took her into my shop and her master control room and told her what each piece of equipment did. She actually asked a couple of questions. Finally, her promotions person said, "Look, Ms. Turner, I'm pretty sure the on-air light is off now. We better get into the studio." She nodded, thanked me for the grand tour, and off she went into the studio. I immediately thought to myself, "You idiot, she's been in the finest recording studios in the world, and you're showing her the CBS crappy equipment?" Al Rosen, engineer in Chicago, again, the technical guys, the unsung heroes of radio, I might add. Jim Stevens, if you're listening, you know who I'm talking about. You too, Buzz. All right, getting back to more of Everett's greatest hits in a moment. Yeah, Tuesday morning sounding pretty good at this end. It's KRKO in your radio, Tim Hunter playing Everett's greatest hits. And you know these people. They're the ones that say, "I never win the lottery." Well, do you buy tickets? Well, no, but I never win. Okay, With that logic in mind, we are giving away the ultimate $10,000 backyard makeover here at KRKO. Someone's going to win it. If one of your neighbors wins and you think, oh, I should have probably entered, you're going to be kicking yourself and you bruise easily, so I'm concerned. In any case, really easy to put yourself in the running. Gosh, I think it's only a couple of weeks away we're going to announce the grand prize winner. Go to KRKO.com, hit the contest page, fill out an entry blank, do it once, because that's all you're allowed per household. You got somebody else in the house, have them enter, increase your odds. No, the dog can't play. Take care of biz. Would love to see you be the big winner in a couple of weeks right here on KRKO.
Dude, listen.
Lay it on me, big boy.
I'm listening.
Well, I know quite a bit. I want to make sure you know it, too. The Los Angeles area home made famous by the exterior shots in the TV series The Brady Bunch is on the market. If you'd like to live in their house, $5.5 million will do it. Celine Dion canceling all of her 2023 and 2024 tour dates due to her ongoing struggle with that rare neurological disorder. If you are a type 2 diabetic, interesting new study that says if you have type 2 diabetes, the best time for you to work out is in the afternoon, not the morning. And pharmacists say, can I drink alcohol with this medication? Is the number one question they get asked most often. It's like they know me. All right, that's what I know.